This audio interview is being conducted at the Seattle Sperm Bank on the 8th of November 2021 with donor number 12780.
My donor number is 12780. Hello, I am 6 feet tall and I have a medium build. I have brown hair and brown eyes. My skin color is fair. My mother's ethnic origin is Ukrainian and my father's ethnic origin is Russian.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
We're going to start with some questions about yourself and then move on to some questions about the donor program.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So the first question is this. Are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
So I finished my computer science degree recently. So I'm in basically IT right now, working some software engineering.
Cool.
Previously. My first degree is in linguistics. I finished this when I was in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first university degree in languages. So basically English, Spanish, German. Even though Spanish and German didn't have enough practice, but still got really good background from that.
Yeah.
And once I moved, I went to IT, finished my software degree, and I'm currently working in the field as a software engineer.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. So in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, well, where do you see yourself doing?
So I'm a person of a really diverse interests. I love learning new skills, trying new things, being super active, skiing, snowboarding, or just trying climbing and everything. But obviously in terms of career, I am currently spinning up some of the side projects on my own and see if they can take off to become financially independent and basically just have my own time in my own hands. In terms of exactly where I will be, I mean, it's hard to tell, but that's basically getting my own business and spinning it up.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so how about growing up? Do you have any siblings?
I do. I do have a younger brother. He is currently in Ukraine. He is super artistic person versus myself being like more technical. He likes drawing and like doing designs and writing books. He wrote his own book. He's pretty tall, taller than me. So he's got some potential going into NBA if he wants to.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Even though he never thought about this. I do have siblings on paternal side, but I haven't met them yet. Just because of the situation with my parents when they divorced, I did not really have communication with paternal siblings. Two daughters. So basically my two sisters from the father's side. So there's very little I know about them, apart from them being about 2 or 3 years younger than me.
Okay, cool. All right. How about your parents? Would you say that they instilled some morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yeah, absolutely. Given the fact that my mother separated from my father when I was 3 years old, obviously I was mostly growing up with my mother and grandmother. So it was like a female environment. But my mother was very strict in terms of the discipline and basically abiding by the proper behaviors and values. So. I really attribute most of my values to the way she brought me up. And also, she did not really impose any strict particular view world on myself. I was pretty much like open to do whatever I needed to learn and study. So I'm really grateful for her to not imposing things on me. So I was really able to make my own choices after a certain period of time.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's great. Okay, so when you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
I do have routine that I usually exercise. This is a non-negotiable thing. It's like always there. You have to keep your body intact and properly nourished and exercised. So going to the gym 4 times a week at least, and then maybe sometimes I take Friday as well. And then I also do climbing. So depending on if there's friends we can go with, we just go and chill and do some climbing in as well. And then in terms of the hobbies, recently I got into dancing. Love it. Develops body coordination, gives you some additional better social approach and body language. It really improves that as well. Those are kind of the activities. Obviously, I do like reading books. A lot of them are popular science books. So Richard Dawkins, Carl Sagan, Robert Sapolsky, recent one, the professor of Stanford University. So I love reading something that's somehow related to real science and somehow can improve you in terms of more broad worldview.
Yeah. That's cool. So I was going to ask you about reading, actually, so that's great. Are there any other kinds of genres that you like to read for fun?
Mm-hmm. As like popular books, I read Lord of the Rings. It was one of my first actual the fantasy books, I guess, that I read. I still have something that I need to confess. I haven't read Harry Potter yet. People kind of blame me. I have to do that. So this is on my list. But obviously, some other things, like basically science fiction books as well. I love something that develops my imagination. So it must be either like some fantasy or science fiction that just my imagination just flies. I love that. And it kind of gives me some perspective, especially science fiction. Like, how would you see the humanity's future from a certain point on?
Mm-hmm.
And I really got into understanding and like reading about futurism, about some of the people like Buckminster Fuller, who was ahead of his time in terms of the design, and some of the people of his contemporaries that developed some of the concepts that right now we are only starting to develop. So it is, I'm really amazed by the people that could really be really that modern thinking ahead of their time.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Okay, so how about music? You mentioned dancing, right? So music's with that, of course. What types are you into, or if it's easier, what types don't you like?
Okay. Again, music is a reflection of your mood, but obviously there are certain genres that are more into them rather than the others. I love classic rock, so like Bon Jovi, Scorpions. These are like things that I started listening to initially, and later on I discovered some alternative rock. So more of a like really expressive type of instrumental music, not necessarily the vocals. I discovered to myself, my ear and my brain kind of loves when there's like really good combination of instruments playing.
Yeah.
Nothing too overwhelming, but it needs to be melodic in some sense, so I love it. And recently, my favorite genre became like an original soundtrack. So if you know Hans Zimmer, the director, composer of these main Hollywood movies, Gladiator, Interstellar, these are just on another level. I was in his concert in London, and it was out of this world when you can just hear this in real time with choir, with all these people playing in unison. This blows your mind. This is just like audiophile experience. Some electronic music, just like more chill and down to this world that you can just listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, these are my music interests.
That's cool. Okay, how about movies? Is there specific genres you like there?
Again, science fiction, fantasy. So anything that comes out on the screen as being you can call it a blockbuster, probably something that I would love to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings is number one movie for me in terms of its scale, in terms of music. Pretty much like most facets of that movie is just on another level, even though it was shot quite a bit ago, but still it holds the unprecedented length. In terms of certain other movies, I love movies that like really make you think and have these really interesting twists. So a lot of good Netflix shows. I recently loved the Netflix show about this girl chess player, the Queen Gambit. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Game of Thrones. I watched that one just to not be behind the pack. One of my favorite shows is the Amazon's Prime Expanse, about the not so far distant future when humanity started colonizing the solar system. It's based on the books, so it is really amazing. I love that one as well. Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar. Mm-hmm. I love that one. And it might kind of sound cheesy because it's so popular, but I actually love that movie. Yeah, again, anything that kind of gives some sort of emotion, or it's just like really well shot, or provides some really good insight into the characters and plot building, I would definitely enjoy.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That's there's got to be something to sink your teeth into. Yeah,
right,
for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about some of your favorite foods?
Japanese, I like seafood. So in Ukraine, I grew up by the seashore, really by the Black Sea. So we really had a lot of different abundance of fish and different foods from seafood. And while some people say, well, you probably got fed up with that, eating that all the time, I didn't. I just love it. Mm-hmm. And so probably it's where I got my love for seafood from. And so sushi rolls, all the Japanese food is like probably close to the top of my list. And then Italian food as well. Italian cuisine, but in general, I'm really open to trying different cuisines. I recently went to this Korean barbecue cafe, and I loved it. Just the way they serve, they can like cook your own steaks. So yeah, given the fact that I'm kind of from Europe, we have more picky food tastes versus American culture. I know it's changing in here, but overall, it's like more of a seafood, not to say the fast food type of thing. So I see a lot of restaurants being opened that value really nice servings and great food, like quality versus quantity type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. I don't like when it's too spicy. So if you take something that's too overwhelming, that's a little bit too much to do for me. So.
Sure. Okay, great. What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
Definitely London trip when I went to the UK. And that's when I actually booked my trip so that it actually coincides with the concert of Hans Zimmer.
Okay.
I really wanted to visit this guy.
Yeah.
And in general, obviously, like, you know, I've seen London and all the historic buildings. It's just breathing history onto you, like all these tours, and Buckingham Palace is really monumental, probably the word to use for that. So that was an incredible trip on that as well. Visited Liverpool, the hometown of Beatles. Mm-hmm. So they have all of these museums and different kind of small things authentic to these small towns. Yeah, that's the best trip that I had so far. There are a couple of others in Greece that I visited. That was a different trip because it's in the Mediterranean. It's see a lot of sun, incredibly tasty food.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so are there any other passions or talents that we haven't talked about yet?
So this is just, again, something coming back to my overall really loving to learn something new. So I can discover something that just grabs my attention. And when I do, when I find something I love, I usually get really hyper-focused on that one. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to knock this out of the park, either, like, perfect that skill or learn. If it's, for example, like, recently started learning language, Spanish language, got in my courses, so I really want to get to a really good level of that one before I continue moving on to something else. In terms of, like, the passion overall that permeates through like, years, I would say, like, obviously reading, this is something that's consistent because books give you a lot of information that develop your brain in a way that the regular digital means don't, because your brain is kind of resting and outsourcing a lot of your imagination to the video versus the book. You have to work. Your brain has to work to do that, which helps a lot. So that's probably the main thing. The one who possesses information rules the world. Mm-hmm. So that's my saying. I try to abide by it, try to go by it. Yeah, and the rest is kind of fluid. Again, learning new skills as I see how world develops, what trends are going on, and trying to keep in touch and not to fall behind.
Yeah. Great, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to go on to the donor questions now.
Okay.
First one is, what made you want to be a donor?
I really, again, a lot of research came into this before I did this. One of the things I kind of looked into, and I was really fascinated by the pace of development of medical advancements. And one of the things was obviously seeing how humanity's going to handle some of its questions about genetic diversity, reproductive programs. Mm-hmm. And I actually discovered that genetic diversity is actually a really big deal, that is something that we as humanity really want to preserve in order to be more healthy as a nation, as humanity in general, and resistant to different kinds of diseases. So it was part of it to, like, contribute to be one of the small parts of diversity that can be used at any time if needed. And plus, the cryogenic advancements allowed, you know, storing the cells for much longer than it used to be. And obviously helping, you know, people who really want to have healthy kids and good children to help that cause. So that was my main reasoning behind it.
Yeah, great. Well, obviously we appreciate it very much, so thank you. What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
I am actually pretty open. I don't know what that role will be called. I think it's like an uncle role, like, you know, seeing kids. So if they really want to contact me, you know, with no problems and I'm available, I'm open, absolutely. Depending, I guess, on my schedule, but this is not something that I say I don't want to do this, for sure.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Okay, and then the last question is there anything you want to say to the recipients of your donations?
I'd say, again, given the fact I'm really like a personality that loves talking to people and getting their backgrounds and knowledge and just to understand how their story unfolded, what got them to make this decision, I guess my message would be I'm absolutely open, if need be, for communication or, you know, providing any advice if I may, because I consider to be the person with quite a good experience of different backgrounds and being really open-minded. I communicate with people of different cultures, and so I have some knowledge of how to do intercultural communication and being able to kind of bridge some differences between people, which I know is a lot of problems a lot of times. So if that makes sense, I actually, yeah, that would be like my main message, to be able to communicate through properly and just have set your goals and achieve them as you wish. So hopefully everything works out for you guys as you planned in terms of, you know, having the kid or babies if you love, and then just go through this. Sorry, it was kind of mama jamba, but
no, that's wonderful. That's fine. All right. Okay, so thanks so much for that. Again, I want to take the time to say thank you for being here, and mm-hmm. And we wish you the best going forward for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And again, I'm always open if there's a need to communicate as a donor, I'm the kind of person that I'll be really glad to communicate if needed.
Okay, great. Well, this concludes the audio interview for donor number 12780 on the 8th of November, 2021.